And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious, Joe.
Well, it was for me because I put mayonnaise on everything. You add Baldy to that whole thing. And, hey, Bo, we're in great shape as Baldy joins us this morning. Brian, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing fantastic.
Hey.
Down here in South Florida. So, I'm in a good spot here.
You're on your boat? You getting ready to drop over the edge and pick up some beer cans on the bottom of the ocean
today.
Floor?
I might jump down there and take a look today. It looks a little calm. I might jump in.
So, Baldy, you've been doing these shows for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a guy that calls you for these shows a bigger jag off than the guy that calls you from here?
I recognize that voice. I've been dealing with Joe for a long time.
Hey,
that's good old. That's solid locker room stuff right there. Like I'm back home now.
hey, so Baldy, we got to start with the big story right now. It's Tua back at practice yesterday. He's going to start against Arizona no matter how many more doctors they say he's going to see this week. He will start. So what's your thoughts coming back? And you've seen the problems of scoring points. It's kind of on Tua, man. I mean, there's not much else is going to change except you're getting your starting quarterback who this system was built for.
Well, look, I mean, last year, I was just looking it up, Joe. Like, last year at this time, after six games, Tyreek Hill had over 800 yards receiving and six touchdowns. I mean, he's got one touchdown. He's under, he's at 400 yards. Like, I mean, it'd be good if you got the ball to Tyreek Hill. They had the ball, I don't know how many times in the second half last week, Joe, 7-8 times. They couldn't score a point. So, you're going to get some explosion in the offense. You're going to get the receivers involved. If they protect him pretty good, I mean, we should see some movement. I mean, the Arizona team, they're gritty, and they play really hard. But, we're not talking about any kind of a great pass rush. They just lost their best pass rusher, Dennis Gardeck, for the season. So, I mean, you should have, in theory, a little bit of time to throw the ball right now this week.
You know, the one thing they've got going for them, too, with Tua being out, it kind of developed a pretty decent running game where they've run over 40 times, I think, three times this year, and they're producing some yards. So they can maybe integrate that into the offense that Tua's going to come back to that he knows so well, and maybe that gives him a little bit of extra time or a little bit of an edge on this defense. It won't see maybe that's that aspect of what you've seen from him before.
Yeah, no question. And the play action pass off, they ran for 188 yards last week. The fumbles killed him, but that was the difference in the game, really. I mean, it was game that close. But, yes, I mean, I think when you have Achan, Mostert, and then the rookie Jalen Wright, I mean, it's three really good backs that all have great speed. All of them are capable of breaking one at any time. They haven't done that. They didn't do it last week, but they're capable of it. Maybe if they're a little looser, safety is a little deeper, worrying about Waddle and Hill, this thing could turn around pretty quickly for this offense.
Baldy, are we the only market that I hear people in the organization complaining about too deep and now they've somehow taken away. I don't buy in the NFL that you can take away two receivers in a game. I still see the top guys on other teams still getting the football and putting up numbers that you can just take. I understand the quarterback may not be able to get it to him in our situation, but you would agree that you should never be able to cover Waddle and Tyreek Hill on every play.
No, because if you want to play cover two, there's cover two beaters out there, Joe. I mean, you could too. We could draw up five plays, you can get the ball to one of those receivers. I don't care if it's comebacks, if it's, post digs. I mean, there's ways to defeat that. And the other way to defeat it, honestly, Joe, is just to run them out of it. If you run the ball well enough, they're going to drop that safety down to try and, be the extra guy that is unblockable to make those plays. And so once you get single high, if you can get them to that, I mean, that's the whole key. Can you run him out of that look if it's really bothering you that much?
You know what's crazy, too, is so the Dolphins and Jets seem to always go through the same stuff at the same time, except they have a lot of drama that we don't have. Now, Devontae Adams, apparently, who's been there like for a cup of coffee, is getting up telling them they're not passionate and they're not playing with energy. And Aaron Rodgers called it the greatest speech he's heard in 20 years. And I'm like, oh, this could only happen in New York with the Jets. What'd you think?
Where's hard knocks when you need them?
<You're right.
laughs> Like, I mean, we can figure it all out. But I always said this, and I know you guys agree, like, your team is never in trouble until you start having team meetings. You know, guys just start stepping up and giving you these, you know, win for the Gipper speeches. I mean, I used to just roll my eyes in every single meeting when that stuff would start to happen, because that stuff doesn't, you can do that on Wednesday all you want. It doesn't change anything on Sunday unless you go out and produce.
You know, Baldy, that it's funny you say that, because I agree. But the other thing now is the coming of the team leaders. What do they call them?
The leadership council.
Right.
Like, well,
what is this? Got to have a leadership council. We had one leadership council, and he was the head coach right there.
Well, the funny thing is, the leaders, you know, and I was up at the Jets yesterday, guys, so it's kind of fresh in my mind. But the leaders are the guys that aren't playing good.
Right.
You
right.
know,
right.
Like, Aaron's not playing good. And, you know, Garrett Wilson, you know, has got balls bouncing off his chest. And Charles Gardner is committing penalties in the end zone. I mean, the leaders of that team that everybody talks about are the ones that aren't playing good. So who's speaking in the meeting?
Yeah, no. By the way, I was going to say that same thing. Like, I love when guys that have been around but aren't playing great are up trying to tell you, hey, we got to get together. And you're going, hey, ass clown, why don't you start playing better? That would help us, too.
I remember every meeting we had like that. We didn't have many, but we did. The first thing everyone said, and the ultimate, the thing that came out of it was, we're just practicing too hard. That's the problem.
Right. you put all on.
We're running Shula, too. They're making us run too much.
They're
putting it all on Shula, who's only won more games than any coach in the history of the game. I got it.
By the way, we did that, Baldy, not to get away from it, because I got a lot of stuff here, but so we are complaining about dead legs, and so Dwight was the head captain and maybe the best player in football as center.
Yeah.
And he had that, and we knew Shula really respect him, say, Dwight, listen, man. And so a bunch of guys got together and they were like, Hey, can you tell Coach we're practicing too? We had lost a couple of games.
Yeah.
And he wasn't having it. And so he said, can you tell him we're just tired? Could he cut back on going live during the week? Guys are tired. And so Dwight went back there to him. And Dwight, he goes, hey, Dwight, what do you need? And Dwight goes, well, Coach, our guys got really tired legs. And he goes, give me a list of the guys. He wanted a list of the guys. And then he goes, and Dwight goes, well, I can't do that. You know, as a captain, I can't give you that list. And he goes, and second of all, tell him we're not changing practice, but I got an idea for him. Tell them to stop going out into nightclubs all night and get off their feet after practice when we get out of here. Their legs will feel better. And he came back and he said he wanted names, and we were all going, you didn't say my name, did you? You didn't say my name.
Don't say my name, man.
Yeah, so I always think of that. Hey, we've had this Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. By the way, if one's not the MVP and it's not a quarterback, it might just be Derrick Henry right now. I knew it was going to be good, but that is, we might be breaking numbers for the running game with those two together.
There's no question. I mean, if you just took Lamar's rushing right now, he's the seventh leading rusher in the NFL, seventh or eighth. But you know, in combination, the key right now is Lamar is playing great. He's actually thrown it better than he's ever thrown it. He doesn't miss a read. He sees the whole field. I mean, his improvement is really dramatic. At throwing the ball. And so it's just, you know, you get Derrick Henry to the fourth quarter and teams really don't want to tackle him anymore, Joe. We're seeing one game after another where he's got this, last week he had the 81-yard run in the fourth quarter. I mean, guys really don't want to tackle that freight train in the fourth quarter, especially when they're behind. They just don't want to do it.
I was thinking of that last catch he makes, and the two defenders basically said, you got 10 yards, just get in the end zone. Nobody wants to tackle. You guys got the game. It's done. Hey, so I got to ask you, Mahomes has thrown 6 touchdowns, got 8 interceptions. If that was happening on any other team, people would be saying something about it, except Kansas City is 6-0 with a really good defense. What's your take on the Kansas City Chiefs, the only undefeated team?
Well, I saw them last week against San Francisco, and, you know, they didn't play well. They are 6-0 because the defense is playing great. But I'll say this, like, the stats are the stats, and I'm not going to, you know, short sell that, Joe. But he made one big play after another when that game was in the balance. I mean, he had a 33-yard run. Nobody could tackle him, set up a touchdown. Like, he still made unbelievable runs and throws in the fourth quarter to put that game away. So while the stats don't say that he's playing great, when the money is on the line and the game is in the balance, like, that guy still comes through no matter what he did all game long.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM Insider Calls. Are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
What do you put on that burger? I forgot, Baldy. What do you put? You tell me you're a mustard ketchup guy on the
yeah.
Burger? Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, look, here's the deal, Joe. I like mayonnaise with my turkey. I like mayonnaise with my chicken salad. I like mayonnaise for certain things, but I put ketchup on my hamburgers. I put spicy mustard on my hot dog. Don't tell me why I don't mix it up, but that's just the way it's always been since I was, like, cooking hot dogs in a broiler for lunch when I was six.
All right, that's more than fair with all that real mayonnaise. Hey,
yeah.
It looks like this wide receiver position, I don't think we're done with the moves. DeAndre Hopkins, Mari Cooper, Devontae Adams. I think there's going to be more before the trade deadline coming up here soon at November 5th.
Well, I think, you know, we're going to see the Rams tonight on Thursday Night Football, and Cooper Kupp is going to be the story. He's 31, coming off a couple injury-marred seasons. But, you know, the last time he was healthy, and he was the best receiver in football for that year 3 years ago, and he was MVP of the Super Bowl. I expect him to probably get moved because Puka Nacua is coming back, and these young guys are developing with the Rams.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a guy that certainly can be moved, but you're right. I mean, maybe it's David Njoku. You know, does he get shipped out of Cleveland? It's always the same thing, you know. Teams that are bad, you raid bad teams with good players. And so you saw Amari go. He fit in with Buffalo right away.
Right away.
Touchdown pass,
yeah.
Right away. Like, he fit right in. In fact, the first pass of the game last week with Buffalo was to Amari. So, like, he's going to be good. I think we'll see if Devontae, he dropped passes last week, so we'll see what he does with the Jets this week against the Patriots. Everybody seems to get their numbers against the Patriots.
Yeah. So as you look at this thing right now, for you, Kansas City still the team to beat. There are so many close games, and he is throwing. He didn't have much to throw to, and yet they still find ways to friggin' win. It's just incredible. And I know they added DeAndre Hopkins. You think he's got something left in the tank?
Yeah, I do. I think they need a big X receiver. Somebody they can throw it out there and see if he can win his comebacks and, you know, his back shoulder fade routes. And, you know, he's got a great pair of mitts. He's not going to drop passes like a couple of years ago. So I think he's going to help them. They just have this way to, you know, just blend a new guy into the offense without looking like they need a whole lot of time to do it.
Hey, finally, I leave you. If we're to have a Super Bowl right now, who are the two best teams? Forget the records. Who do you like by the way they're playing right now?
Well, I know Detroit lost Aiden Hutchinson, but they're still a dynamic football team. So I think they're going to be really, really good. And you can't bet against the Chiefs right now. You can't, you know, maybe Buffalo, you know, puts it all together here as the season goes on. But it looks like it's going to be Kansas City and Detroit after, you know, 7 or 8 weeks right now.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Baldy, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy your day on the boat, whatever you have to do with big knuckleheads in the morning and stuff. But thank you for coming on.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week, man. Enjoy it this weekend.
All right, thank you. Brian Baldinger with us. All right, Woody, what do you have?
And he's the host of the best football show podcast. Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.